Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of The Outsiders. I am Heels the Best, and I am here. We're anxiously waiting for one of my guests to get here. I'm Heels the Best. Welcome to The Outsiders. Mr. President might be in for the show running a little late. If he don't, we still have a wonderful, wonderful show on tap for you. Like I said, we have a special guest in the studio, and we're not going to let him wait any longer. We're going to go ahead and introduce the 13-1 San Francisco 49ers. And they're a great GM. 49ers owners, are you on the line? 49ers owners, are you on the line?
Yes, can you hear me? Yo, what's
yes,
up?
Sir, I can hear you. Yes, sir, I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for calling the show. We just want to dive in with a few questions. We know that you're a very busy man and you're preparing yourself for your Week 16 clash with the Mexico City Diablo. First question I want to ask you is, where did these San Francisco 49ers come from with Drew Brees, Andre Ellington, just a host of different guys? Where did you guys come from to become 13-1 on the season?
To be honest, man, I just picked them up as free agents, agency, and basically I wasn't intending on starting Drew Brees, but you know, dealing with his short accuracy and his deep accuracy, I decided to start him over Emmanuel, basically. So, basically, it was just, you know, a team I just put together, honestly. And Ellington, as my running back, I just, you know, decided to put him as my running back. He was actually my running back for two seasons now. So, you know, it was actually a team thrown together, to be honest.
Wow. And as I look at the stats, Drew Brees, 22 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. 4 interceptions is the fewest interceptions by a quarterback that has started at least 7 games this season, so he's not turning the football over. Also, Andre Ellington is leading the league in rushing yards, second in rushing touchdowns, and the 49ers offense is 6th in the league in scoring. Where did this offense come from? Like, so you just put them together. The concept that you're running, your guys are seeming to buy into the scheme. What do you say? What does it say about your offense 11 starters that you have on your team?
I would have to say it starts with my offensive lineup. I mean, you look at my Joe Thomas and also Alex Boone. You know, I think they are like the top blockers or the top linemen in the NFC. And it's also, you know, it starts with my wide receivers as Torrey Smith, you know, his round block and, you know dealing with Kilgore with his speed. So, I mean, as long as I have a great running game, I feel like I can't be stopped, you know. You know, I know I have a great opponent coming up with the Diablos, and he's going to have to bring his A game if he thinks he's going to beat me. Because I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Go ahead.
I said I'm coming for the championship. I'm just putting y'all guys on notice. I'm coming for it.
Wow. And that's what we like to hear on the outside. Now, we've been talking a lot about this offensive side, how explosive it is. Probably not the best unit on your football team. That defense in San Francisco is just finally giving up 200 points. And that's in week 15. We're 15 weeks in the season, only giving up 200 points even. Top scoring defense in the upper echelon. What does it say about your defense that is rock solid and not giving up many points at all?
My defense is very tough. I think it has to go with my core and my linebackers, basically. My zone coverage is awesome, basically. That's what I've been focusing on this season, is my zone coverage. So it's basically, I have to give credit to my linebackers. They old, don't get me wrong. I think all three of them may be in their 30s, but, you know, the credit have to go to my linebackers. And not taking nothing away from my linebackers, that's the core of my defense.
I agree. As I look at your team and we look at your team statistics, like I said, and your defense is just stout in all. It's fourth overall in total defense. It's giving up not that many passing yards. Like you said, your zone defense, you're top seven and giving up passing yards this season. So your defense has been phenomenal. Now, we're going to get off of that for a second. As you said before, it was an interesting comment that you made that you're 13-1, and the game of the week that I'm sure that the league will announce tonight when we event, it's Mexico City and the San Francisco 49ers. And if the Mexico City wins this game and the last game, it can be the number one seed. But if you win this game, you clinch the number one seed home field throughout in Santa Clara. How important will it be to have your playoff games played, all of them at home in San Francisco, where it's beautiful weather and your fans will be back there to rally you up?
This is a very important game. I'm sort of new to UE, basically, so I'm not sure how, you know, the tableaus, you know, play, basically. I'm not sure about their schemes, but I do know when we do throw down, it's going to be a showdown. So I need y'all guys to tune in because it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, and I expect a close game as well. A lot of people were surprised to see the 49ers come and be 13-1, but you're no secret anymore, as the new Vegas odds will come out as we'll post them up in the group, and it has the 49ers currently number three odds favorite to win the Super Bowl, ironically behind the Tennessee Titans. And disrespectfully, in my opinion, the Mexico City Diablos are ranked number two in Vegas odds to win the Super Bowl, and you're ranked number three, even though you have a better record. Does any of your guys watch? I know they watch social media and do all those things. Have they said anything about that this week, preparation before the game, about being ranked behind them in the Vegas odds?
Yes, my team basically feel very disrespected. Basically, we don't understand why we would be ranked lower than the Diablos, basically. But but we're going to come out, give them our best, and no disrespect to them. You know, I think they are basically, 11-2 right now? So,
yes, sir. They lost that. Matter of fact, they lost last week. They lost three games now. Yeah.
Okay, 11-3 right now. So, no disrespect to them, but – you know, we coming for the knockout. We feel disrespected. We feel like we don't get enough respect around this league. So it's time to make some noise. It's time to stand up and make some noise. And my first goal was to go undefeated. But, you know, since we lost one game to the Minnesota Vikings, you know, we put that aside. So, you know, our only goal right now is Super Bowl. That's all we see. We're not seeing just making a playoff run. Our only goal is the Super Bowl right now. So all we're doing is taking it one game at a time. That's all we can do is take it one game at a time.
I agree with you. And we ain't going to hold you too long. I got maybe a question or two, because I know, like I said, you have a very busy day and store, as you have to travel to Mexico. Is there any concerns for you as a head coach traveling as most of the 31 teams in the – it's 32 teams in the NFL. 31 of them are in the United States of America, so you don't have to really worry about any – type of outside distractions. We're now going to Mexico country. How do you feel your players will respond to this Monday night showdown in Mexico City?
I think my folks would respond, you know, pretty good. I mean, we basically going to a new city. We never been there before. Like I said, we never played Fabulous before. So I think this would be a good getaway almost like a vacation, especially if we get this win. So, like I said, we just going to go into New Mexico and try to get this win. That's our only focus right now, get this win one game at a time, take it one game at a time.
Okay. Well, I only want you to give, like I said, we got a few more minutes with you. I want to give you this time to campaign. I know, like you said, this is never about individual. As I talked to you, if we had talked before outside of off the air, that you're not a one-guy person. You're a team-first guy. But tell me why, as I look at the rankings, Drew Brees is ranked number 8 in the MVP ranking, and Andre Ellison is ranked number 9, which is, like you said, is disrespecting you and your franchise. What? Give us just a few comments and quotes why Andre Ellison, as we think he is the best player in your football team offensively, why he should be the MVP of the NFL for the season that he's had so far.
I mean, if you look at the stats, I mean, Andre Ellison, he's very impressive. I mean, I'm not sure how many points a game he's averaging, but I'm sure he's over 100 yards a game. And it also, if you look at the stats in the NFC, you know, the side of things, he's top rusher in the league, basically not just in the NFC, but in the league. So,
yeah.
You know, like I said, I feel like, you know, the 49ers, they are basically not getting enough respect. Like last season, we were 9-7, I think. If I had to quote it, we were 9-7. This year, 13-1. So, you know, two more games. We have two more games to go. But basically, it's just, like I said, just the disrespect, basically. And my team just not taking it that well. So, we hungry. We out to prove our doubters wrong, prove our haters wrong, as most people would say. So, we coming from forward. So, everybody just be on notice. For the Niners, no joke, we coming forward.
Wow, and that's exactly what I was wanting to end this conversation, this phone interview was. I want you to send a little message to UPT, the Mexico City owner, Mr. Squatty, Minnesota Vikings. You played him before. The reigning, defending Super Bowl champ, KT, DJM, and that's the Green Bay Packers, and Mr. Will, who is the New York Football Giants. Any message you want to send to the NFC playoff teams, the 5 teams that's already – your 16 has been decided. The seedings are just confused right now. But those other 5 teams in the NFC, what message do you want to send to them right now, Mr. Laces? We're going to let you get on about your a beautiful Saturday afternoon. What message would you like to leave to them?
Well, message I'd like to leave for y'all, like I said before, is I'm coming for you. Minnesota Vikings, especially the Minnesota Vikings team, you got me. You got one over on me. So, you know, I'm aiming for you especially. But DJM and Dablos, I play you next week. Message I have for y'all, be ready. When the playoffs start, I'm showing no mercy. My team is coming for your throat. So, point blank period, just to be plain and blunt, be ready. 49ers coming to town.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Be ready. Thank you so much, Mr. Lace, calling in on for this phone interview, man. We appreciate it, man. Like I said, I know you had a busy schedule and you took time out for us, and I really greatly appreciate it. Hopefully we can get you to come on before the playoffs, and if you win the Super Bowl, we definitely will have you back on, man. Appreciate you.
It's just sure will. Thank you.
Oh, no problem, man. All right, thank you.
All right.
All right, and we just got off the interview with Lace, the 49ers owner, and he had two words for him: be ready. This guy has been excellent. I do want to just continue on piggybacking on the wonderful season he has had, and I want to just commend him as an owner. This guy has came in since season one, took over the 49ers team that was depleted. Make some moves, make this team better. He will be receiving some good news before the postseason. Also, this guy is playing wonderful football. Building a franchise around a veteran, Drew Brees, a man who has won a Super Bowl over Peyton Manning in the past, Now he is leading the San Francisco 49ers when everyone, including myself, had written that team off. Kudos to Lace, as this team is like he said, a legitimate contender to win the Super Bowl this season when UE3 as the chase for that is currently. Now we have a few games left on the schedule for week 15. Like I said, guys, if you can, let's please get these games played because we do know that the Super Bowl is tomorrow. And, guys, we know that everyone is excited to watch the Super Bowl. So we know that the Super Bowl will override us playing Madden. I know that I will be watching the game. Everyone else will be doing the same. So, guys, get your game scheduled for Monday because we do want to start these playoffs hopefully Tuesday night. Tuesday night, Wednesday. Wednesday will definitely be starting. But we want to start it by Tuesday night after advance. We would love to have our season in place. Now, we're going to continue on looking. Like I said, the only game that's on schedule for tonight and will be Showtime primetime matchup. The New England Patriots will take on the Kansas City Chiefs, and this game is huge for Kansas City as they will be in a showdown next week as they will travel to Los Angeles to take on the Raiders for first place in the AFC West and gigantic matchup. Any game that's deciding a playoff matchup is gigantic. Let's go ahead and get in our Week 16 matches because, like I said, we will be in a Super Bowl mode tomorrow as the Outsiders might not make it into studio tomorrow as we will be enjoying the Super Bowl with our loved ones. So hope you will do the same and be safe during the process. Now let's go ahead and look into these Week 16 matches. Just going to look into the big ones. I like the, some quick ones. I'll do the quick teams over. Vikings over Lions, I like that matchup. Vikings and Lions, the Motor City in Detroit. Minnesota is trying to get the one seed. As you did hear from late, it is three teams that's vying for that one seed. It's Mexico City, Minnesota Vikings, and the 49ers. 49ers and Minnesota currently are the top two seeds in the NFC. Minnesota wins out and 49ers lose one of his last two games. Minnesota will be to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So they will take care of Detroit. They will take this game very seriously as they know what is in front of them. They know that a number one seed is really in the balance, and it's a wonderful, wonderful story for the Minnesota Vikings that they have turned their season around. New York Football Giants at the Washington Redskins. Clemmy has not beat him, I do not think, in the last two seasons, going on maybe three. Redskins are in a bad, bad way against the Giants. They just find a way to lose. It's just mentally in their head. And I don't see it changing right now. The season is over officially now. I like the Giants in this matchup as the Giants are continuing on trying to climb and somehow call their way into that 3-seed, which I see no way they can do it. But they want to get some momentum. I like the Giants quickly now with 28-14. Bears and Rams. Playoff positioning. I like the Rams in this matchup. They're at home. Bills and Dolphins, the winner of this will have the inside track to a number three seed, but a playoff spot. If you do not win this game, whoever loses this game has to hope that their opponent lose week 17 and they win. And that is very dangerous ground. So this Miami and Buffalo game is a huge, huge game. Because both teams need it. It is a must win in Miami, and it will be a showdown and a slugfest as Buffalo won that first game. But Miami has the best passing offense in upper echelon, so that will be a tough game. And Mr. Perez is the owner of the Miami Dolphins. He's not currently here. I'm going to go with the Bills on the road. They will ultimately win this cup. They have won the division every season. They're going for their fourth consecutive division title. And I like the Bills in a close one, 41-38. Falcons at Steelers. I like the Steelers in this matchup, 21-10. Eagles and Dallas, they really will be interesting. I like Dallas. They are trending up. They are my surprise team to make a dark horse run to the Super Bowl next season. I cannot believe I'm saying that personally, but I like Dallas. They will make some moves in this offseason. They're trending up. The Giants are kind of falling back into the pack. Dallas was a quarter away for making this matchup right here, these last 2 weeks, a lot of pressure on the Giants, but they just fell a little bit short. I think they will be more focused in the season next year. I like Dallas in this matchup, 27-21. Colts and Texans, another playoff draft seeding matchup. Colts have an outside chance of getting into the playoffs. Need the Bengals to lose one of their last two to even have some type of chance to get into the playoffs. I like them big in this game, 31-7. Ravens and Browns, a big matchup. Ironically enough, as great as Cleveland has been playing this season, and they have been playing phenomenal football, they're currently 12-2. But they have the Ravens this week, and they finish out with the Panthers. If they lose their last two, and the Ravens win their last two, the Browns drop to the wild card round, and the Ravens put to the 2 seed. That is mind-boggling. So this is a gigantic matchup, Ravens and Browns. Browns know how important it is to win. They win this game, they clinch a top 2 seed. I like the Browns in a very defensive football game, something you rarely see in upper echelon anymore. 17-14, Browns. Chiefs at Raiders, and what will decide the AFC West, because if the Chiefs wins this game, the Chiefs will probably win the division. I'm not going to go ahead and just go out on link that they will win the division. They will have the inside track. Raiders win this game. All they have to do is win next weekend. They will host a game in the Los Angeles Coliseum, which will be wonderful for the world of sports, that the Los Angeles have a playoff game. But not so fast. The Raiders did beat the Chiefs the first time, and since they had the new owner, Bill, they have played with a new attitude. Rest in peace, Al Davis. Committed to excellence, and they have been playing excellent football. I like them in this matchup as well, 31-28, because the Chiefs can score. Raiders will win this game. Mr. Bill will get this team into the playoffs. Cardinals and Seahawks, both teams are mess, so we're going to go with 11-7. Cardinals wins over the Seahawks. Patriots and Jets, two good friends going at it. AFC East, Jets trending up. Patriots is having a tough, tough season with Jimmy G. I like the Jets to win their game at home in the Big Apple in a high-scoring game, 37-35. Jaguars and Titans, I cannot do it as I am the owner, so I will not make that prediction. Panthers at Packers, wonderful, wonderful Sunday night game. That is the loser of that game will more than likely be the 6 seed in the NFC. And the winner of this game have the inside track to be the 5 seed. And this game will take place in Lambeau. Temperatures will be cold. Coach KT is playing on his first 2-game losing streak in a very, very long time. This Carolina team is not the team that we've known. Matter of fact, they are on a 3-game losing streak. This is interesting, to say the very least, and the Panthers are struggling. And let's not say the Packers are a world beaters. They are struggling themselves. Somebody got to win this game. We're going to go with the Panthers. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. They are a team desperate to need this game. They cannot go on the road in the playoffs. They're not built for it right now. Even though they're the Super Bowl champs, they are not built to go on the road and win right now. So I like them in this game. Knowing they have to win because they have the Cleveland Browns week 17, must win for the Panthers to keep themselves from being road warriors the entire playoffs and wearing themselves possibly out. Panthers 34, Packers 28. Saints as Bengals. This is a wonderful story for Mr. Orlando. He is a wonderful guy. Came on the show, wonderful guest. Hopefully we'll have him again soon. Week 16, I predict that the Cincinnati Bengals, who they will make the playoffs, clinch the playoffs over one of his good old buddies, good old pals, the Saints. The Aints have been a big disappointment, probably the biggest disappointment behind the Seattle Seahawks and upper echelon this season has been the New Orleans, and they will not beat Cincinnati. And the Cincinnati Bengals and Mr. Orlando will clinch a playoff spot, a playoff berth. I am so proud of him and what the Bengals have done. That just shows you continue on plugging away in your team to make the playoffs as well. And last but not least, score for that game. I like the Bengals big in that matchup, 35-10. They have wins over the Panthers. They have wins over the Diablos, two of the best teams, not only in the NFC but in upper echelon. And he has two victories on them, one on the road, one at home. Bengals are a very interesting team going into the playoffs. I like them in their Week 16 matchup over the Saints. And the last but not least, like I said, should be the game of the week. We have the San Francisco 49ers traveling out the country to take on the Mexico City Diablos. And we think everyone thinks, including came out flat after the first quarter, after they took the lead in the first quarter, that they just came out flat and they just couldn't get the job done. But against the Cincinnati Bengals, that's credit to the Bengals, though. They played a wonderful game. Winston had three interceptions. This is a big game for Mexico City because as much as I was talking about the Panthers are trending down, if they don't win, if Mexico City stumble on their last few games and they have the Minnesota Vikings in Week 17, it's going to be interesting down the stretch because you want to get that a home playoff game as possible in the playoffs. 49ers, is, folks, is this team, a lot of people thought they was not that good, but they, 49ers, after I've seen what they did to the Redskins coming back, and Andre Ellison running the football, hard-nosed defense, they put the clamps on you when it need be. I like them in this matchup in a low-scoring game for upper echelon standards, 24-17, that's the 49ers over the Diablos, and that will be our Week 16. Like I said, we know that we will not probably see too many games. But hopefully we'll get some see some before the Super Bowl starts tomorrow as we have the Panthers and Broncos taking the field in Super Bowl 50. And I'm going to make my prediction. I like the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl over the Carolina Panthers. I really don't have a logical reason why, but it's just Peyton Manning. I would like to see one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time to leave the game with a Super Bowl ring to all the Dab City talk that's around these local areas. It is making me sick to my stomach. So I would like to see that, but if not, I just hope to see a wonderful game. Remember, get your games played. It's all about the UE. Follow rules. Playoffs, we will not accept rule breaking in the postseason. Guys, please keep the integrity. We know you want to win, but do it by the right way. Nothing below the belt. Everything above it. Have a blessed Saturday. Enjoy your family on tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday. Remember, it's all about the U.E.